This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Some hospitals around the United States continue to hit capacity as COVID-19 cases surge. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Thursday reported an increase of more than 81,000 new cases, while the number of deaths had risen by more than 1,000. The task force member and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said coronavirus cases were rising in 47 states and patients were overwhelming hospitals across the country. The White House Coronavirus Task Force warned of a persistent and broad spread of COVID-19 in the western half of the United States, and its members used aggressive mitigation measures to curb infections. The hardest hit areas include a number of battleground states that will play an important role in Tuesday's U.S. presidential elections. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the situation has gotten so bad in places like El Paso County, Texas, that officials have ordered a two-week shutdown of non-essential activities. Again, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The county judge in El Paso County ordered a nighttime curfew this week, hoping to reduce a spike in COVID-19 cases, but that hasn't worked. So now Judge Ricardo Samaniego has ordered businesses to close, things like hair and nail salons, gyms, and restaurants. He says hospitals are at capacity and medical professionals are overwhelmed. But the judge is facing a legal challenge from the state attorney general, who's tweeting Judge Samaniego doesn't have the authority to shut down businesses in the county, and he's violating a government order to keep businesses open. El Paso had more than 1,100 new COVID cases Thursday and two more deaths. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. Again, that is VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In France, some doctors express relief, but business owners despaired as France prepared to shut down again for a month to try to put the brakes on the fast-moving virus surge. Shoppers at Paris farmers markets said that they were ready to restrict their freedoms given the rising number of virus-related deaths and COVID patients filling French hospitals. The new measures went into effect at midnight. Schools are allowed to remain open in the new lockdown, which is gentler than what France saw in the spring, but still a shock to restaurants and other businesses ordered to close their doors in one of the world's biggest economies. The European Union will finance the transfer of patients across borders within the bloc to prevent hospitals from getting overwhelmed as COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations spike in the continent. After a video conference of EU leaders to discuss the health crisis, the head of the EU Commission said the EU executive had made available 220 million euros to move COVID-19 patients across the border. At the meeting, the leaders agreed to better coordinate efforts to battle the virus as infections in Europe exceeded 10 million, making the continent again the epicenter of the pandemic. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says that he will not buy a possible Chinese coronavirus vaccine that is being trialed, and Sao Paulo added that it was crazy for countries to start locking down again to control the second wave. Last week, Brazil's right-wing president disavowed a decision by his health minister to buy 46 million doses of a vaccine from China's biotech called CoronaVac, saying that we will not buy a Chinese vaccine. The president, a U.S. president's executive order on diversity training, faces a lawsuit. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Three civil rights groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's executive order that prohibits federal agencies, contractors, and grant recipients from offering certain diversity training. The complaint was filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. by the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, the National Urban League, and the National Fair Housing Alliance. The lawsuit argues Trump's order violates free speech rights and hinders efforts to address systemic race and sex discrimination. Trump signed the executive order last month. In a statement, the Labor Department says it is confident it will prevail in the lawsuit. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Trees on tops of buses, roofs ripped off homes, boats pushed ashore, hundreds of thousands of people left in the dark. Hurricane Zeta has come and gone, but residents across the South are still digging out from the Category 2 storm that made landfall in Louisiana before racing northeast into sea. It is a 27th named storm of historically busy Atlantic hurricane season. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.